Welcome to episode 572 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 30 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. We have come to the end of our series, and we trust that if you have been sad, overwhelmed, lost, uncertain, or discouraged in the past, you don't have to remain that way. Within the words of Scripture, you can discover what it would take for you to be a happy new you.
Today's top 10 list.
10 takeaways from our understanding of what it means to be a happy new you.
Number 1.
Pursue godly contentment. 1 Timothy 6 verses 6 to 7. Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. The key to happiness is not money, but contentment, and our contentment must be coupled with godliness. Contentment is not about laying on our beds all day because we are content with our lives. Godly contentment means that you have put your trust and confidence in God that He will provide all your needs. It is the confidence that after you have done your best, God will do the rest. Consider your ways. What can you do this year to increase your enjoyment of God? How can you be more concerned with pleasing God than yourself?
Number 2.
Do not compare. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. In reality, you can never win the comparison game. Thinking yourself better than others makes you proud and arrogant. Thinking yourself lesser than others can make you feel bitter and sad. Someone else's blessing doesn't negate your importance. You are important to God, period. But if we continue to compare our lives to everyone else around us, we'll be chronically unhappy for sure. God does not determine our value through the lives of others. He does not use other people to measure up our characters. So why do we compare ourselves to others? We're unique and have our advantages and disadvantages. We experience life in different ways. So comparing ourselves to others is not wise. Instead of comparing yourself to others, compare yourself to yourself. Compete with yourself. Be a better version of yourself every day.
Number 3.
Be generous. Acts 20 verse 35, it is better to give than to receive. God wants our lives to be focused on giving rather than getting. Our human nature is focused on ourselves. We have the mistaken belief that we will be happier when we get more and give less. However, God wants us to reflect His giving character, and that should be the goal of all Christians. If you want to be happy, serve other people. Strive to make other people happy, and you will see happiness will eventually find its way back to you. This is the main reason that Jesus said that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Giving of yourself can be a deeply spiritual act of abundance.
Number 4.
Honor your mother and father. Ephesians 6 verses 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Note that the promise in this guideline for abundant living is not just about long life, but about enjoying that life. Many of us would do well to honor the wisdom and experience of our parents, to be grateful for their sacrifices, to be mindful of their perspectives. We could avoid so much heartache and live so much more fulfilled lives if we just honored them more. If you have had strained relationships with your parents, pray that God will give you a new mind to see them differently, a new heart to love them differently, and clean hands to serve them differently.
Number 5.
Be obedient. 1 John 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. God's love is so great that He gave us the guidelines on how to fully live this life. And these guidelines are laid out as the law of God. So many people want to be happy, but not all are willing to do what it really takes to be happy. God knows us best. He gives us these guidelines for abundant living because He knows that they will lead to our happiness. Keep the commandments of God. you will see soon how blessed your life will become. Like David, we can be called men and women after God's own heart if we fall in love with God and if we deeply desire to adhere to the standards and principles in His law.
Number 6.
Your purpose is found in Christ alone. If you're looking for purpose and meaning in anything or everything but Him, you will find yourself chronically unhappy with life. Think about how you can build a metaphorical house for the Lord so that the Lord may be glorified. Pursue Christ and the things of Christ. When you are in Christ, you are a new creation.
Number 7.
Let go. You likely have too much, so consider decluttering. Maybe you're holding on to old memories, keepsakes, or gifts that remind you of your past. Perhaps you're holding on to your favorite suit or dress, hoping that one day it will be your size again. Or you could be holding on to old electronics, planning to use them again someday. Perhaps you're holding on to grudges, holding on to bad habits, holding on to sinful desires. Whatever it is, let go. Some things cannot go with you into the future God has planned for your life. So until you let go, you may remain stuck in chronic unhappiness, wondering why you are not moving forward.
Number 8.
Rekindle hope. Proverbs 13, verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Hope is a wonderful gift from God. It can bring us incredible joy and happiness in the middle of hardship. Hope brings life into dead and darkened places. It is the light in the tunnel that produces the faith to believe the impossible. Hope is also a person in whom we ought to place our trust and stake our future. Jesus is the blessed hope, the one for whose second coming we ought to be readying.
Number 9.
Be grateful. We can't be truly happy if we never stop to count our blessings. How can we have true joy if we never stop to recognize God's goodness in our lives? Believe it or not, routinely practicing gratitude can actually lead to an increase in positive emotions such as excitement, joy, and happiness. There are certain neural pathways in our brain that produces these positive feelings each time we practice gratitude. Be grateful today.
Number 10.
Live today. People ruin whatever happiness they have in their day by squandering their energy on yesterday's mistakes or tomorrow's problems. God has promised that He will supply exactly what we need one day at a time. So enjoy the happiness you have today and don't waste it on anxiety for tomorrow. Also remember that few of our fears, if any, ever materialize. A happy new you is one who puts aside the past, who forgets the past, lives for today, and looks ahead with hope and anticipation for tomorrow. In Psalm 144, verse 10, we read, "Happy are the people whose God is the Lord." Everything else flows from this: a new heart, a new mind, a new name, a new walk, a new direction, a new song, clean hands, revitalized friendships, renewed spiritual disciplines, etc. Father, thank you for your desire for us to be happy. Help us to make the choices and follow the pathway that leads to eternal happiness. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.